Wind farms, got it. Beyond Meat burgers, check. Electric vehicles, uh-huh. So what's next? What's next in the world of sustainability? And what does the word even mean when it comes to your money? What does the person holding the title of head of sustainability actually do in an investment context? Mackenzie Investments recently named Faith Seguir to a newly created role as head of sustainability. And she joins me now to tell us what that means. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce.
I understand what it would mean if you were a head of sustainability at an energy company. I could wrap my mind around that. Or if you said you were a portfolio manager of a sustainability fund at an investment company. What's this role?
That's a great question. I'm not sure if my role is easier being at an investment firm or at an energy company, but we'll leave that for another discussion.
Yeah.
So my role is put in place. So I don't sit within our investment organization. So at Mackenzie, we have two CIOs who are wonderful partners to me. And they provide the support that we need to ensure that all of our investment funds are managing ESG or sustainability risks and capitalizing on sustainability opportunities that are coming from the transition into the future. And so what my role and what my team does is we spend a lot of time assessing ESG data, understanding ESG data sources, looking at regulations and standards, not just in Canada, but also globally, and bringing that perspective to our portfolio managers so they might integrate it in alignment with their investment philosophy and objective.
How many more years will it be until it is so integrated that we don't have someone in your role? And I'll give this example of newspapers, 50 years ago had a woman's page, and now they just cover the news with different perspectives included throughout. Is that one day going to be the case when there isn't a ESG or a sustainability fund? There's just a fund.
And yes, I'm going to answer that, keeping in mind where my career is going, mm-hmm. but it's a great question. I do think in the next 5 to 10 years that this will just be business as usual for us, right? But today we're seeing such a massive, this is not even a small change. I can't call it a change. It's really a transformation for our industry that it does require the dedicated focus, someone who's keeping their eye on the ball and living and breathing sustainability and all the changing, not just regulations, but new data sources and standards that are coming at us. So I'd expect in 5 to 10 years that this will become business as usual for us as an organization and for our industry, which is wonderful.
There are so many contradictions when you talk about sustainability. I heard a senior executive recently on a sustainability panel talking about the urgency of climate change and the annoyance of bike lanes. Like in one sentence, I want the planet to be available to my child, but I also want to fly on planes. How do you think about those contradictions for yourself and for Mackenzie?
Yeah, so that's actually a great question, and I think the contradictions I think in some of the newer generations will start to be less relevant. Last week, I spent some time with two young ladies; they're teenagers, just going into grade 12. Or started grade 12, and they've got a goal where they want to plant 1,000 trees for every youth on the planet, and they're out there building ambassadors, not just in Canada but globally. So I think future generations give me great hope that those contradictions, Bruce, will start to move themselves along and resolve themselves. For us at Mackenzie, I have to say that sustainability, while my role has brought more focus and acceleration to what we're doing across our organization, I really do believe that this was always embedded in our culture. We have an employee-led green committee that provides, in their spare time, education and training to our employees as to how to have, more sustainable lifestyle and work practices as well. Our CEO is equally dedicated to this. And, we had at our parent company, I will say this, I hope I don't get into trouble, but our parent company, we had a private jet a couple of years ago, which we sold because we recognize the carbon footprint that that's carrying. And also we want to make sure that we're walking the talk. So I think, you know, as we bring more awareness to the space and the impact that our lifestyles and our work practices have on the environment, I do think some of those contradictions will resolve themselves, hopefully on the right side.
I have another way to walk the talk. Mackenzie has a global resource fund. Why don't you just shut it down?
That is right. Actually,
you didn't even miss a beat there. I thought there was going to be at least a 2-second pause.
No, I am. Our resource team is one of our best teams, and I put them up against any team that is managing sustainability risks in their practices. Their practices are quite advanced in terms of how they assess risks and how they're working with Canada's. They're primarily a Canadian manager, but how they're working with Canada's resource sectors and companies to ensure that they understand where the risks are coming from and they're building for the transition. So, you know, our views and my own views are that this transition is not a light switch. We can't shut off fossil fuels and all go to solar panels and wind farms. That's just not where the world is today. And we need to make sure that's part of building a just transition is ensuring that we have the plans in place, that we have the capacity in place, that communities and jobs are transitioned appropriately. And for now, we need our resource fund and we need our resource team. And I think in the way they're managing their portfolio, it's very much in a responsible manner.
Well, there's so much conversation about the opportunity on sustainable investments and clean energy and all that stuff. But one of the things Mackenzie also writes about are the risks. For example, and this is a quote from your materials, is being on the wrong side of the great energy transition. What does that mean in practice?
Being on the wrong side of the energy transition, and I know who said that, Bruce, I won't quote them right now, but it means that you're not building for the transition. You're not thinking about what your business and what your operations need to look like in 10 years. You're not investing in R&D so that you can find, you know, those innovations. You're not thinking within the Canadian context. Carbon capture is one you hear the federal government talk to great extent at. Hydrogen and new innovations coming there that are able to fuel the system. So these are, you know, we need to make sure that those are bigger energy providers that are essential to today's life are making investments in the future. And if they don't, then that means they're on mean that they're on the wrong side of the transition.
If we go well into the future, not 3 years out, but 10 or 20, what are the top 2 or 3 themes that you believe will emerge? Because, you know, I mean, the wind farms, they're so 2004. Electric vehicles have been around for a while now, maybe not on critical mass, but we certainly see them on the streets. What's next?
What's next? That's a great question. Well, I hope to your earlier point from an investment lens, I hope that sustainable investing becomes business as usual, and that investors and consumers are thinking when they're investing or when they're buying products from a company that they're thinking about how that company is managing its stakeholders, how it's its treatment of its employees, of its communities, and its environment. So moving towards more of that kind of multi-stakeholder model, away from just thinking about short-term profit and shareholder orientation. That's one part. I think yes, we have electric vehicles on the road, but I don't think we're anywhere near where we need to be. I personally just got an electric vehicle and tried to drive around with it a couple of weeks ago and found it very challenging to charge the car. So I'm hoping more electrification of our grid and of vehicles. You know, we've got, you know, transport trucks, which is another big challenge. Hopefully that is will get resolved through hydrogen and other forms of energy. The third, I'm trying to think of a third one for you. You know, I hope Canada does emerge as a leader in this space, I think we have a great opportunity to showcase our capabilities, the innovations that come through here. And I hope, looking forward to see what the Canadian government comes out with in terms of our plans to meet that 40 to 45% target by 2030 that was set a few months ago. But I do hope that we emerge, and I look forward to us emerging as a leader on the global front. Mm-hmm.
I hope you're right, Fate. I hope you're right. And thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Bruce. I very much enjoyed that.
Fate Saghir is the head of sustainability with McKenzie Investments.